Okay, so in Parshas Noso here, in middle of the Rishonim on the different elements of Nazir and, you know, what Nazir is about. So this is page 754 in this edition. We have an Evan Ezra over here. Ishki Yafli. It says Yafli, which is a term the Torah uses for Nazirus. Not clear Yafli can mean to speak out something, like the Rambam calls the entire halachas of speech, he calls hafla'ah. But the Ibn Ezra says, Yafrish or Yased Avapela. He will set himself aside. So he says the word Yafli comes from the word Pella, which is extraordinary. The word extraordinary can have two senses in it. It could mean something that is out of the ordinary in terms like sort of almost miraculous, or distinct from the ordinary. Why? So what's about Nazirus that makes it so distinct? Ki rov ha'olam holchem achat tavasam. Most people in the world follow their taivas. Ned nazir, not nazir, pirush, nodelios nazir. Ki nazir Torah Hashem, v'yinazir migizroso. The word nazir is a noun, and it comes from the word to back off from, to set off aside. She rachik me'ataivos, he distances himself from all his taivos. Va'os is avodas Hashem, kayayin mashus hadas avodas Hashem. And he does it for avodas Hashem because wine destroys the das and avodas Hashem. I want to stop and ponder a point or two over here. First of all, he explains why is it that this is called something miraculous or distinct or unique. So he says, well, people, the natural default setting for a person is to follow his cravings. Whatever he craves, he does. That's natural. Somebody who doesn't do that, one really can look at it and say he is unusual, distinct. But he has another piece here that I think is very, very important. The Gemara says if somebody is mitzayir atzmo, somebody causes suffering to himself, he's called a sinner. So if a person engages in asceticism because he feels that, you know, there's something holy about being an ascetic, and, you know, just suffering itself is good, that we don't look kindly at that. What we do have over here is the person's refrain from wine. I remember wine in those days was part and parcel, was like coffee today. He says, but since wine, he knows that wine distorts understanding and it really, really it pulls down the caliber of Avodas Hashem, he stops doing it. So it's not just a refrain from things we crave, but because the person is eager to do Avodas Hashem, that's why he's doing it, and that's why it's so noble. So it's important to remember that the activities, the difficult activities, for instance, let's take an example. A person who decides not to eat, fast, or whatever it is that good or is that bad? Well, it really depends the underlying motive. If a person decides to fast because he feels that overeating sort of makes him groggy and he can't learn well and he can't daven well, so he cuts down his eating, that's definitely worthy. A person who feels that he's constantly bound by his cravings and needs to pull back and be more selfish also, it's worthy. A person who does it because he's depressed, he's down, he feels no point to live for, not worthy. Person does it because he's trying to punish somebody, punish himself, one of the many reasons for eating disorders, it's not good. One person thinks that just fasting itself makes you holy and good and noble, because somehow holiness has to do with suffering, also wrong. It's when a person disciplines himself for a purpose that is Shayach Avodas Hashem that we call it noble. And the Ibn Ezra in Pasuk Zayin compliments it. V'yeshayim. Kimilas nazir migizras nazir. V'ha'eid, ki nazir lekaval roishay. Some say that the word nazir comes from the word nazir, which is a crown. Like it says nazir kavarosho. It's not so far off. Now, it's interesting, the word, the root Zion Reish, in Hebrew, root letters are, roots of verbs are three letters, but there is etymological relationships between two-letter pieces also. Shlomo Shofar's constantly use it, all the grammarians also. So, the Zion Reish, which means a stranger, Zar is a stranger in Hebrew, you have pizer, which is to spread apart. You have gozar, which is to chop into two. You have nozar, which is to move back from, and so on. You have a lot of words that mean something like estranging, moving things away, and so on. Even the word chazar means I after being estranged, I came back. After being distanced, I came back again. All floats around that same conjunction. So the word nezer, which is a crown is something that sets a person apart from everybody else. I'm human like you, I'm flesh and blood, but I wear a crown, so I'm royalty, I'm different, I'm distinct. So the word nezer comes from the word crown. And now he gives an explanation, in line with his previous explanation, why we would say the person wears a crown. Vida, ki kol bnei adam avdei taivas olam. All people are enslaved to their taivas. Va'melech bem is the king, she'yesh lo nezer ateras malchus b'roishoy, kol mishu chavshim na taivas, anyone that is free of craving. So let's slightly reinterpret it, and we'll get something which is his explanation and understanding. If we ask ourselves, what gives a person royalty? What makes a person unique? And the answer is in control of his cravings and taivas. The ability for seichel to dictate to the body what it's going to, what it's not going to do, that's really, so the real struggle for control over oneself are the cravings. So something that makes me feel good, I'm drawn to, that's a craving. So something has lots of sugar in it, something that provokes some sort of type of mind, I'm automatically go for it because I like it and I get conditioned and or addicted or whatever it is. And that's the person. The person controlled by that. When the person is in control and when he decides this is good to eat and this is not good to eat, this is a person that I need to continue a relationship with, this person I need to draw back from, and I can do whatever my seichel says, that's called malchus, because it's the opposite of everything else. I once spoke to someone from, who was a heroin addict, extremely, extremely intelligent person, and he once, when he was out of it already, he described to me, he said, I don't know if you can understand, he said, heroin is a queen, and she has you. It's you're doing its bidding. It's he said it's eerie, but that's what it's like. And it's almost like some entities controlling you. Okay, the next one's Rabbeinu Bechaya. V'zeh loshen yafli yaseh dov apella. He quotes exactly this Rabbeinu. He quotes this Ibn Ezra. He also says v'inozu means to back off from. Or word of a crown, and he just basically repeats the Ibn Ezra that someone who's king over it is because he's in charge over his taivas. He also says in the word lehazel Hashem, he simply says in more words what Ibn Ezra said. It says lehazel Hashem, you're drawing back because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says. Lefisha yayin mafsid a seichel the efshus de'avodas adam shleima, because wine tends to degrade a person's mind, it sort of weakens it, it dilutes it. So you can't be real over Hashem if you're drinking, and that's why he's doing it. He's drawing back for that sake, which is exactly what Ibn Ezra says, and we explain. Okay, one more or two more pieces on the on this nazir. It's a Rambam. Ha'omer hareini nazim esekach v'kach. Om lo esek yotze v'zeh. Ha'reza rasha. On ezirus kazu min ezirus ha'shoim hu. If somebody says, I'm going to be a nazir, if this and this happens, then the person is a rasha. He's taking a Gemara, really, he's giving it a slightly different interpretation. And let's explain the logic of this. What do we mean when a person says, I'm going to be a nazir if this and this happens, doesn't happen, if I do this and this? He's using the nazirus as a stick, as a punishment. For instance, if let's say somebody says, if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to become a nazir. So somebody had to eat his column because he said I'll eat my column if he wins, and someone else wrote she'll eat her column pixel by pixel. She's an online writer, so she was much more comfortable eating her column. But so a person says, you know, if I don't live my goods, I'll tell you what, I'm going to, you know, become a nazir. It's sort of like the very coarse people say, you know, I swear if I don't finish the building, is that may this person die, may that person die, may whatever. That's not good. You don't play with nazirs like that. Avla hanoyde l'Hashem derkdusha. If a person does it like this, he says, you know, I need to become a nazir. I raise a norm mishubach. V'alzeh nema nezel kavaroi shekodeshu l'Hashem. V'shakla akos of kinovi. The pasuk considers him like a navi. Shnema v'okim ibnechem l'neviyim v'achreichem l'nazirim. Now, why would a nazir be like some sort of navi? I would add, because the Rambam says in the Yisoreh Torah, speaks about neviyim, that one step in the process of becoming a navi was drawing away from people and sort of introspecting, work on yourself, and so on. So in that sense, since the zirus drinking is brings people together, and this person sort of takes a step aside, step back, that would be quasi, you know, like a navi. the Sfarno says, the Kaddish Hu L'Hashem, it means he's Kaddish Hashem, Yiske Ler Barachayim, V'lios Mucha L'Hav L'Horiz Kera L'Ktei She'adar. It means he will become worthy of telling the G'dolim, the G'dolim, what to do. V'lo Zen Nira Shekim El Kana Barmach Yochim Hashem Estvar Klima, Ani Masadir Ben Nazir, V'ne Mevakesh Me'akel Yisbar Tov Achav Bala Yelad, Z'lo Shekim Estvar Shekaddish Hashem. So Elkanah also, when he dedicated Shmuel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, you know, I want to make him because I want to make him into like a Navi. I want to make him somebody that can lead the Dar. Okay, the next one is V'asakoyin Echad L'Chatas V'Echad L'Oila. So the one of the Karbanis is going to be Chatas one of Oila. So, Vasoid Shahu Shahomru Chazal Uskar Vera Vera. So, it's very, very not clear here. What does he mean? He says the coin makes a chatos. It brings a chatos. The people of Mashachot al Nefesh Gisra Shre Mahu. So, we have a Nazir. A Nazir did something good and worthy. And now he has to bring a chatos. So, the Nazir drops in that it's Schar Vera Vera. Not clear what he's referring to. It's something that he said is something which is a nazir itself is worthy. So yes, we're talking about a nazir tameh, but what exactly are we referring to? I don't know. This is something that he seems to imply that there was some avera with the nazirus. The Gemara does say something about a nazir that once he becomes tameh, so he starts having a lot of regrets about his nazirus, and that's where being a nazir is not good. I don't know. Okay, well, let's see. The next one is Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is the bracha that the Torah gave Kohanim to give to us, and we're going to see what are all these details. So the Ebenezer says, Yor Hashem Ponev Elecha, Kitam Be'or Pnei Melech Chaim. The word Or Ponim we find similar in Mishlei, Or Pnei Melech Chaim, the glow, the radiance of a living king. Vatam, V'chol Asher Tevakesh Mimenu, V'shoa Shetidreshu Yor Ponim. Vatam, Yekabel Oischa, V'yirtze Lemale Shelosch Miyad. So the Avinasa explains what is Ha'oros Panim. In other words, the Yivarech Hashem means he will bestow blessings, which are items, goods, wealth. What is Yor Hashem Panav Elecha V'chunekah? What is Ha'oros Panim? So, I mean, all these things that are abstract about Kadosh Baruch Hu make it more difficult to define. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something, so fine, even though the word giving is kind of, you know, we don't use physical terms, but still the concept of giving, you know, means he gave an object. But when he says he radiated, what does that mean? How do we, unless we can translate it practically, we really are stuck, because we're not described, when I say somebody's face radiates, I'm describing a physical phenomenon, what his face looks like, how he's smiling. What do we mean by Kadosh Baruch Hu Yashem Panim? So, Ha'oros Panim is like, it's a gateway. Somebody turns to me, and I like the person. So as soon as I see him trying to get my attention, I my body language, my face language, more anything else is, I'd love to hear what you have to say because I want to help you. Ha'oros Panim is a general sense of willingness to be there for you. If I turn to somebody and he's surly in a bad mood, he just turns me away. So he says, Yor Panav, Batam Yekabel Oischa V'yirtzeh Hashem Miyad. What allows for tefillah to happen is Ha'oros Panim. If a person davens and he senses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is available, open, so then there's tefillah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. So the vichuneka means either based tzara, which the chiddush is even a tzara, which is usually because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it, he still is open to the idea of helping. Gam yitochen heyoyz vichuneka v'yitin lecho bakashoscha k'tam chanuni atem ashechon elikim v'gzeiras chanan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant. So Ha'oros Panim is really it's a deeper tefillah that allows, a deeper bracha that allows for any type of tefillah. If a person is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mode is Ha'oros Panim, it allows for a particular tefillah to be granted. I want to add a point, I guess. You know, one of the things that we're very, very, used to, that we know is HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves to us as we behave to others. There's a Midah Keneged Midah involved, and you know, if somebody is Mavel Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavel Midah. So with him, we find plenty of examples where HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts to us, we act to other people. It doesn't say anywhere that when somebody asks you for a favor, you have to do it. Sometimes the favor is really too difficult. Sometimes it's simply out of our realm of abilities. Sometimes it's the person doesn't really deserve, and the person needs to learn a lesson or whatever it is. There are many instances where I don't have to, or I need not grant the person his request. But the one thing that is not, the one thing that doesn't change is, when a person comes to me with a request, the first answer is, am I interested in you and your request? You know, sometimes you have a look and say, oh my gosh, guys bother me again, I wish you'd just bug off. Then you've stopped and then distracted before you put the request down. Sometimes, and it reflects itself in body language, obviously, reflects itself in your reply. If you say to the person, you try to do the best you can. You try to explain what you will do, what you won't do, why you won't do something. If somebody comes to you and says, you know, can I come Sunday? And you say no. So then if the body language is in a certain way, basically I says, I just don't want you. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever. If you're interested in the person, like the person, you'll say, oh my gosh, Sunday I'm going for Hasna and I'm just leaving soon and it's not possible, but how about another day? How about Tuesday? That's Haras Panim. Haras Panim means I indicate to the person that, generally speaking, I'm interested in you. I want you. You're like by the Moshach HaShverish Nester, when it was Moshe de Shavrezov. I'm interested in you. Let me hear what you have to ask. I don't know if I can do it at all for different technical reasons, but mitzant the rotzen for the person I want. So Yor Hashem Panev Eilecha V'chunecha is a very, very central bracha in relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always have Haras Panim, and at least we have a sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying and interested in meeting our requests.